The executive director of the Swine Health Information Center says the progression of African swine fever in Eastern Europe continues to increase the risk of infection in other countries. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The January Domestic and Global Swine Disease Surveillance Reports, included as part of the Swine Health Information Center's monthly newsletter, update the foreign animal disease situation. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says it's important to keep an eye on the movement of ASF in other countries to prevent and be prepared should it get to North America.
In Western Poland, there's been another province that has broke across the border between Germany and Poland. So now we're in the fourth province in Germany that's shown up with ASF. It's still within the feral pigs within the country. It hasn't gone into commercial production yet, but that's a continued movement of ASF from Poland, from Eastern Europe, in moving, continue to move west. That's an important progression to keep an eye on, because it certainly puts at risk the commercial production in Germany, as well as it moves across and it continues to slowly but surely move, there will be continued risk for commercial production in other countries. That's an important thing. We've gotten another ASF outbreak in Russia, a new one in Western Russia, as well as in South Central Russia. And that's another example of continued movement. These were in large commercial production facilities. And so it's another example of biosecurity awareness, awareness of the virus in the countryside, and making sure that everything can be done to stop that movement at every break.
Dr. Sundberg notes China, Vietnam, and Southeast Asia continue to work on repopulating their herds. He acknowledges it's yet to be determined how successful that will be, given the ASF status of those countries. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.